Did it just get hot in here? She's a hot mess. A hot, hot mess podcast. Hello, degenerates, and welcome back to yet another episode of a hot, hot mess podcast. My name is Haley, and as always, I am a hot fucking mess. So I know I did not record and upload an episode last week. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. One, it was so fucking hot here. It was like 110. And in Washington, a lot of houses don't have central air. So I had to have like 4 fans running at all times. It was still hot as shit in my house. And the fans were loud. I could not get anything recorded. So that was one reason. And the other reason was I was so fucking depressed last week. Like, I know I should not be laughing about it, but that's how I cope with everything. I mean, we all are fucking depressed, let's be honest. We all either have anxiety or depression or PTSD, something that we go through. So I know I'm not alone in this, but I could not even get out of bed. I couldn't fucking shower, let alone open up my laptop and start recording. So thank you guys for understanding. I am pre-recording and editing episodes now. So even when I am not doing so hot, you guys will still have content. I am back with a vengeance. My mental health is mildly tolerable, so pretty normal for me. So this week is gonna be a lot of fun. Now, I know a couple weeks ago I told you guys my schedule was gonna be changing, that I'm gonna be doing 4 episodes a week instead of just the one. 2 of them are going to be on Patreon, and then I'm going to keep the regular episodes, like the one you're listening to now, on Tuesdays. That's not going to change. So whatever platform you're on now, whether it's Podbean, Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, this episode is going to stay the same. I'm also going to be adding either a mini mess or a live show, and I think I'm going to flip-flop them every week. Then I'm also going to be doing 2 episodes on Patreon. So that is Patreon exclusive content. It's going to be a little bit more raw and honest and just a lot to handle, but it's going to be a lot of fucking fun. So if you are interested in the Patreon exclusive content, make sure you head on down to the description box below. I've left that link in there for you guys. So this week's episode may piss some of you guys off. I'm not even going to lie. It's going to feel like a personal attack if you've ever gone through a breakup, because we're going to be talking about some of the fuck-ups and the mistakes that we make when we're going through a breakup. Now, this is whether we've dumped that person or we are the ones who have been dumped. These are just general fuck-ups, and I know that I have made, I believe, every single one of these mistakes. Just please know that you are not alone in this. I have made almost every single one of these fucking mistakes. You see it all the time with your friends, your family, fucking media. We've all done this, okay? We're all fucking crazy people. Love and heartbreak, I swear, just changes something in your head. And then you look back years later and you're like, what the fuck was I even doing? Because I do that now. So the first mistake that we make is, it's kind of a double hitter. So 1, we draw out the breakup, especially if you're the one doing the breaking up. We like to draw that shit out because there's always some excuse, right? Like, oh, well, we have a vacation coming up in 2 months. Fuck a vacation. If you're not happy in this relationship, get the fuck out. I did this so many times, and even with my divorce, I did this. Honestly, probably the last year of my relationship with my hot mess ex-husband was just trash. I mean, we never talked to each other. There was no intimacy. There was hardly any respect. We couldn't even stand to be in the same room with each other most of the time. And the excuse for not breaking things off was, oh, well, we live together and we share bills and we have same bank account. Okay, and? Those are all problems that have a fucking solution. So if you're with someone and you're not happy, you need to leave. Now, I know that that's easier said than done. Some of you guys live together. Some of you guys have the same bank account. You have bills together. I get it. But that doesn't mean that you need to be in a relationship with someone and that you need to prolong that healing process either. Another reason that we tend to draw out a breakup, even after we know we don't want anything to do with this person, is because we need some kind of big bang event, some major fucking blowout in order to call things off with someone. And we don't need it. It's like we need to be justified. We have to justify our emotions in order to break up with someone. The fact that you don't want to be with them is justification enough. So if you are unhappy with someone for whatever reason, end it. I know that it's not that simple for everyone. I know that there are abusive relationships where you can't just go up to them and be like, hey, I don't want to be fucking abused anymore. I'm going to leave. I know I've been there. I get that it's a completely different ballgame for you guys. This episode, I'm not necessarily talking about the really messy breakups. And if you guys want me to do an episode on that, because trust me, I've been there as well. But this episode isn't necessarily for that. First mistake that we make, we draw things out or we feel like we need to have this crazy fucking cinematic blowout and they're screaming and fighting. We don't need all of that. If you don't want to be with someone, break up with them. Also, stop using people as safety blankets. That's another thing I did in my past relationship. Even though I was so fucking unhappy with my ex-husband, I did not want to end the relationship because that was my safety zone. That was my comfort. He's all I really knew, at least for the past 6 years. So I was like, no, it's fine. Like, no matter how bad this relationship is, it could always be worse. Yeah, it could, but it could also be way fucking better. There are people out there who are more of a match for you, who treat you better. So don't use that as an excuse of like, oh, well, I know him. I'm comfortable with him. Okay, and the second mistake that we make is we take to social media. And I was the biggest fucking offender of this. We do one of two things. And if you're more elite, an elite psycho like myself, you may do a mixture of both. So we will either take to social media and paint this picture that we are totally fine. Everything's fine. We're living our best fucking life. Live, laugh, love. Oh my God, I'm doing this. I'm going out with my chicas. When really you're sitting at home stuffing your face full of ice cream and talking to anyone that will listen about how fucking miserable you are because you got dumped or whatever. On the other side, you will go to social media and use it like a therapist or a dump, an emotional fucking dump. You'll go on there and start sharing all of these god-awful quotes like, if you love something, let it go. If it comes back, it's yours forever. Look, no one cares. And I say this in the nicest big sister way possible. People don't want to see that on their fucking timeline. And if you're one of the people that's like, it's my timeline, I can post what I want. If you don't like it, blah, blah, blah. Okay, you're the most annoying person ever, and I say this with complete fucking love because I have been there, I get it, but social media is not your therapist. You are not getting sympathy. Most people just roll their fucking eyes at all the sad shit you post on there. If you need to talk to someone, reach out to people. Talk to your friends, talk to your family, but you're not achieving anything by posting sad shit on social media. And you know what? I'll take that, right? I'll take the sad, sappy fucking quotes over people who go on there and bash their ex. If you go on there and you're like, oh my God, Caitlin, she's a fucking psycho. She's this, she's that. You look so disgruntled. You look so angry. And I get it. You are. You're fucking mad, especially if you're the one who got dumped. But it says more about you taking probably an hour of your day to post some really fucked up shit about someone than it does about them. If you need to talk about how shitty and fucked up your ex is, and I don't doubt that they are, go talk to your friends. Go talk to your siblings. Go talk to someone else. Fucking message me on Instagram. we'll have a whole shit-talking fest about how ugly and stupid and ridiculous your ex is. Look, I love a good ex bashing. You can tell me all the nasty things, like how they ate their toenails, okay? You can tell me everything about this person and I will shit talk with the best of them. But keep it the fuck off of Instagram and Facebook, and nobody else needs to know your business, okay? It makes you look really fucking bad. And if your ex is talking shit about you, if your ex is saying that you're crazy or you're this, you're emotional, you're just feeding into what they're saying about you. So keep it the fuck off of social media. Actually, stay off of social media altogether for the first couple of months after a breakup. And I wish I would have listened to this. I wish I would have done this, because now I'm having to go through my fucking Facebook memories that pop up and it's nothing but cringe. It's just like, God, why? Why did I fucking post this? As tempting as it is to go onto social media and use it as an outlet, don't do it. If you have to delete all of your apps, if you have to take a pause on any of your profiles, do it. Because it sure as hell beats having to look at that every fucking time you get a Facebook memory and then you're just like, oh, I hate myself. Oh God, why did I do that? Trust me, I'm going through that right now. Just avoid it altogether. Another reason that you should avoid social media is we use it as a distraction. And I'm gonna try not to get too deep on this one, but when you're going through a heartbreak, it is so detrimental to feel how you're feeling. It is so important to work through that mourning process. And when you're using things like TikTok or Facebook, any type of distraction from sitting down and feeling how you're feeling, let me tell you that 6 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, that emotion is just going to build and build and build. You're gonna have a fucking mental breakdown. Take care of yourself, take care of your mental health, cry when you need to cry, talk shit when you need to talk shit, do what you need to do, but let that shit out. Moving on. So I have a story time to share with you guys about my breakup with my hot mess ex-husband and how I was using social media. My ex and I tried to stay friends, which we'll get into all that bullshit, so prepare yourself. We tried to stay friends on and off. I would go no contact. We talked about this already. If you don't know, go listen to some of my past episodes. I did a whole fucking breakdown. Anyway, because we used each other as a safety blanket, him and I tried to be friends. So we had each other on Snapchat. And there was one night, it was a beautiful night, it was nice and cold, and I live like 5-10 minutes away from the beach. So I got my ass out of bed at like fucking midnight. And I was like, oh my gosh, I know he's gonna see this. I'm gonna go take a picture. I had on my jammies. I was in bed, I had my ice cream, my fucking Netflix, but that crazy bitch, that breakup bitch in the back of my brain was like, no, we have to show him how good we're doing. Get out of bed and drive to the beach when it's fucking cold outside and go take this very specific fucking picture that I had in my brain. And that's what I did. I drove down to the fucking beach and I got in the water, in the freezing cold fucking water, took my shirt off, and it was like this big full fucking moon. I'll see if I can find the picture and post it on Instagram, but there was a big full moon and the water, and it was stunningly gorgeous. And there I am, wading in the water. It's probably like up past my hips, like maybe belly button. And I'm topless, and I just throw my hands up in the air like I'm living this fucking carefree life. I was miserable. Not only am I heartbroken, but I just drove like 10 minutes out of my way to go take a single fucking picture just so I could show my ex how great I was. And guess what happened? Like 3 days later, I called him drunk, crying, telling him how much I missed him. It's fucking stupid. And they can see right through that shit. Healing takes time. Take your fucking time, because you are going to have those happy memories again. So let's go ahead and move on to my next point. And this one is going to piss off a lot of you. Stop trying to be friends with your ex. I'll say it again for the people in the back. We are not going to be friends with our exes. It doesn't fucking work out, especially when the breakup is so new. You cannot go from loving someone or having love for them, being in a relationship with them, having sex with them, to then being just friends. You know what you're doing. You need to fucking stop. You cannot sleep with your ex and be like, we're just friends. Really? Because you're hurting your own fucking feelings at this point. Because what's going to happen? Your ex is now single. They're going to start talking to other people. They're going to talk to you about it. And guess who just hurt their own fucking feelings? You did. And trust me, I did it. I've been there. I tried to be friends with my ex-husband on and off for about a year, year and a half. And it doesn't fucking work. They have no obligation to you. They're gonna do whatever the fuck they want to do. And if your ex is a fucking asshole like mine, they're just gonna keep hurting your feelings. So stop and think to yourself, honestly, what do you get out of being friends with someone who dumped you or wasn't good enough to be your partner? Because I'll tell ya, if they were a shitty partner, they're gonna be a shitty fucking friend too. So what do you get out of it? What, you get to keep tabs on them? You get to somehow try to convince them that, oh, I know we didn't work out as partners, but like, look how awesome of a friend I am. Like, I could be this as your girlfriend. No, you can't. No, you fucking can't. Being friends with your ex is not going to somehow change you or them as a partner. They're still going to have the same shitty issues, the same reason you guys broke up. It's not going away. Most of us try to be friends with our ex for a couple of reasons. One, you want to keep tabs on them. You want to see how they're really doing. You want to see if they're dating again, if they're talking to anyone else. It's not your business what your ex is doing. Chances are they're going to jump into another relationship, situationship, booty call type of fucking thing because they are so emotionally detached that they cannot feel how they're feeling. And if they don't do that, let's say they are a halfway healthy individual and they're feeling how they're feeling, it is not your responsibility to help them through this breakup. I'm gonna say it again. It is not your job to soothe your ex and help them with their emotions for a breakup that you both are experiencing. The only thing that you should be working on is you. You need to dissect your entire relationship, figure out why it didn't work, what behavior they had that contributed to that, and where you fucked up, and how you can change to be better for not only yourself, but a future partner. That is your only job right now. But the issue is most of us are people pleasers. We want everyone to be okay. It's okay that they're not okay. What's not okay is by you pushing off your healing process because you feel like you need to help them through theirs. Especially if they're the ones who either did something so fucked up that you had no choice but to dump them, or they fucking dumped you. Let them be. Let them be fucking sad. It's okay. They're not going to be sad forever. You go off and you do your sad person thing. It's not your job to fucking help them. Another reason that we tend to want to be friends with our ex is they're a safety blanket. I know that this was the only reason I tried to be friends with my ex is because that's all I knew. The truth is, if your ex was a shitty partner, they're probably going to be a shitty friend. I have another story time for you guys, and I don't know if I've talked about this or not. You know, we know how great my fucking memory is. The beginning of October of last year, my ex reached out to me because we had gone no contact from like August to October. So the beginning of that month, my ex reached out to me and said, "Hey, I miss you. I want to be friends. Can we try to be friends?" Now, at this point, I was starting to build my boundaries, not very well. As we know, my dumbass let this person back into my life all the way up until fucking the end of February of this year. So clearly I had some work left to do, but I had been working on boundaries and standards, and I had put those in motion with the friends around me. So I also would expect my ex to meet these standards. It makes sense. Okay, moving on. Him and I made plans together to hang out on Halloween. We were gonna go to some bar, we were gonna have a good time, get all dressed up. It was gonna be great. We had made these plans in the beginning of the month. He then tells me, I believe it was the day before Halloween, that the 18-year-old he had been fooling around with, our like friend, I think I told you guys about this. If I didn't, basically my ex decided to fuck an 18-year-old that was our old roommate's sister, and she was like a mutual friend of all of ours. Yeah, he decided to start sleeping with her. The day before Halloween, he tells me that not only is he going to be canceling our plans that we've had for a month, but he's also going to be going with this girl to some house barn party because they have couples costumes and he would rather go with her. Now, when I tell you guys I was devastated, that word honestly doesn't even come close to how I felt, because I then had no plans for Halloween. So I'm like scrambling. I'm trying to get people to go out with me to do something. I had already bought a costume, like well over $100 I had spent on this costume, because I had fucking plans. It ended up working out in the end. I had a friend come and it was a fucking blast. Anyway, what I'm trying to get at is, because him and I weren't together anymore, he had no obligations. And he was only going to do whatever the fuck he wanted to do. It did not matter how I felt about it. It did not matter if I was upset or he hurt my feelings. It didn't fucking matter to him, because he was no longer my partner. And that's not how you treat friends. You don't make plans with someone for an entire month just to cancel the day before, because you'd rather go hang out with someone else. If your friend did that to you, you wouldn't be their fucking friend anymore. But for some reason, when it's our ex, we allow them to mistreat us, because that's really all we know. As long as this person's in my life, it's fine. It's not fine. This person isn't good enough to be your partner. They're sure as fuck not good enough to be your friend. The next thing that we have a tendency to do, and this does kind of go hand in hand with being friends with your ex, is we still sleep with our exes. We still have sex with them. And why is that? Some of us are trying to remind them that you can be fun and spontaneous and sexy because towards the end of your relationship, they made you feel like you weren't. So you're trying to recapture that energy you had in the beginning. Another reason people will sleep with their ex is, in your head, if they're sleeping with you, they're not sleeping with other people. And I cannot tell you, that is so far from the truth. Chances are, I would say 95% of the time, even if you are sleeping with your ex, they are still sleeping with other people. And I know that that's gonna piss off a lot of you, but it's the truth. Just because you have some kind of loyalty to this person doesn't mean that they have the same for you, especially if they weren't loyal within your relationship. So all you're doing, really, all you're achieving by continuing to sleep with your ex is you're giving them all the benefit of you. You're giving them sex, you're giving them unconditional love, you're giving them loyalty, but none of the commitment. They don't have to treat you well. They don't have to respect you, your boundaries. There is no benefit to continuing to sleep with your ex, not a single one. And I know some of you are like, well, I'm just getting mine. So go get it somewhere else. Go get it from a person you don't have emotional ties to, because you're just hurting your own feelings. Another mistake that we make during a breakup is we feel like our closure is tied to that person. And I think I've talked about this before. We allow somebody back into our lives, or we can't seem to let them go because we didn't get that closure. Closure is not tied to someone else. You have to find that within yourself. You have to accept that this person is not your person, that this relationship is over. There is nothing that you can say to this other person that's going to make you feel complete. You can tell them how heartbroken you are, how much they mistreated you in the relationship. Either they know and they don't care, or they don't know and they're not going to care. You're just wasting your time by allowing them to come back and trying to tell them how you feel and, oh, well, I need that closure. You can get closure without them. I had to do that with my ex, and I had to realize very quickly that my closure was not tied to him. Every time we would get together, it would inevitably lead to us talking about the breakup and our feelings, and then I would get really upset and tell him how much I hated our breakup and how awful he treated me and everything that goes along with it. And his response was always the same. There was no emotion. It was, I'm so sorry that I hurt you. I'm so sorry that I keep coming back. I'm in and out of your life, and I don't know what's wrong with me. And there was no genuine emotion behind it, because the reality is he didn't care how his actions made me feel. He didn't care that he was hurting me, because he was still getting what he wanted. He got to go out and be with other people and go party and go be single. And then when he got lonely, he would give me a call and he would get that unconditional love. He would get that support and loyalty and sex. He would get something meaningful from me. And I continued to allow him in because I felt like I wasn't getting that closure. I didn't get to close that chapter because he wasn't emotional. He didn't have the response that I wanted or thought I needed. So what I started doing was sitting alone in my bed and imagining him sitting in front of me. And I do this with a lot of people. This is honestly probably one of my favorite tactics now, is you talk to someone who's not there. You tell them everything you need to tell them, and you say it over and over and over again. But you tell someone, you just imagine that they're there, and you tell them everything you need to tell them. And you just keep doing that, and that's how you find closure. You also remind yourself that this person is not meant to be your partner. For whatever reason, they're not good enough. And once you're done healing, then you can focus on finding someone who is good enough. If that's what you want to do, if you want to stay single and be that like rockin' fucking older person, no partner, living in a cottage in the woods with your garden, bitch, I support you. Had I not found Will, that's exactly what I would be doing. Live your best life. So a couple of key things. You don't need anybody to give you fucking closure. You can find that on your own. No one is worth you being stuck emotionally because they can't give you what you need. So you can find your own closure. Stop fucking your ex. Stop sleeping with your ex. You're setting yourself up for more hurt. They are not only sleeping with you. Okay, if that doesn't make you not want to touch them ever again, I don't know what will. They are screwing other people every chance they get. They are talking to other people. They are sending nudes to other people. Stop giving them all the benefits, all the perks without any of the fucking responsibilities. The best thing to do to get over a breakup and heartbreak is to go no contact. I mean nothing. No texting, no calling, no FaceTime, no Snapchat, no social media. Drop off the face of the planet and just be done. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, I can't do that, like that's mean, and there is a benefit of me being friends with my ex. One, no, there's not. And if you also don't want to do it because you think it's mean, then you have more people pleasing tendencies that you have to work through, because it's not your job to be nice to your ex. It's not your job to help them through this breakup. It's your job to take care of you. And last thing is, I know that breakups are hard. I know what you're going through. I know that you have lost someone. And it's really hard, especially with longer relationships or really strong connections, to make sense of what is up and what is down, and you may be feeling lost. Know that that feeling doesn't last forever, even though it fucking feels like it does. You will be happy. This feeling goes away. You can work through this as long as you're doing what you need to do. Breakups fucking suck, dude. There's no sugarcoating it. They fucking suck, but they're not impossible to get through. Don't put your life and your healing on hold to help somebody else. And there is not a single benefit to having your ex as your friend. But I'm gonna go ahead and end the episode here. Like I say every single week, thank you guys so much for all of your love and support. Thank you for being patient and understanding while I was going through some mental health issues, but she's back and better than ever. Go ahead and follow me on Instagram. Stay up to date with all of the new content. New podcasting schedule also means new Instagram schedule. I am going to be bringing back the hot mess of the week moment. Those are always really fun. And if you want to share yours, go ahead and message me on Instagram. I'll also post yours. Head on over to Patreon if you can support this channel. It would be very much appreciated. Both of the links for Instagram and Patreon are in the bio below. And as always, I will see you next Tuesday/Wednesday. Bye, bitches. Thank you.